Maybe the whole 6-3.
Yeah.
7-40.
That's the things that are going on, and that's this monopole thing that we're going to bring up.
Can I make copies?
Thank you.
This
is just for, this will be for what's up.
Meeting to order for June 3, 2013 for the Village of Round Lake at 7:42 p.m. Roll call.
Trustee Clement?
Present.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli?
Present.
Trustee Tribbin?
Present.
Trustee Newman?
Present.
Item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of May 20, 2013. Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Clements. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Public comment. Committee of the Whole meeting.
Okay, I'll say something. I noticed that that corner, I noticed they have flowers. I'm feeling like a road. I don't know if it was through the public works or if it was the landscapers that put them in or Mrs. O'Malley, but I think that they look very nice.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Did we give Mrs. Palmer an address for the record?
I know.
We're supposed to be on record just prior to the letter addresses. What is this?
15:10 the first thing.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Committee of the Whole, Community Development. Nothing?
No.
Human Resources and Finance.
Yes, Mr. President. First thing on the agenda this evening for Human Resources and Finance would be the prevailing wage ordinance. This is an ordinance that we pass yearly. It is a requirement. Basically what it says is that we will adhere to the Prevailing Wage Act and give a certain minimum in consideration to the pay for jobs that are done here within the village. Again, it is a requirement. And technically, we should be... We really don't have much of a choice.
Definitely.
That was it.
I like this.
Yeah. compared to...
I concur with that.
So I would ask that we move this up for next week.
And that's the June evaluation, was an hour we did in December. So I just fascinated.
Thank you, Mr. Shields.
Second item that we have on the agenda to discuss is the audit for the engagement letter. Again, we are looking to have Sikich do our audit for this year. We've had them for 24 years or something already.
No, we've had Sikich for five. Before we got to Sikich, we had the same auditing firm for a minimum of 24 years.
And this one we did not go out for proposal simply because of the turnover and such, and all that was on finance director's desk at the time. He didn't get us out for proposals on this, and I can understand that happening. We've never had a problem with Sikich. They've always been exceptionally good with us, and they have always been very, very reasonable. We've always found them to be cheaper in the past, or at least reasonably one of our lower prices. So I don't have an issue with staying with Sikich for another year, and the committee would ask that this move forward.
And with luck with that, it didn't change our fee from last year.
How many years have we had them now?
With this engagement, this would be the sixth year.
And at what time, when do we actually review tickets of 7 years or so?
We have a policy that says every 5 years that I like to come back to the board and say, ask for this one year inspection. You get a good RFP back out there just to test the waters to see if they're still low compared to other audit firms, I believe. Last time we went out, they were the lowest by a pretty significant margin, but then the commanders are still going to go out for any contract and the hours that does every number of years.
And that year inspection's been approved for the board's okay with
that? That is why it's in front of the board now.
Okay. So we move forward with that?
Yes.
Any other under finance?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Public Works.
All right. The so Ryan and I haven't had a chance to talk ahead of time, but I'll take the first one. The Hart Road reconstruction project that we've previously approved, the design engineering, requires a special bill for utilizing the motor fuel tax funds. Those funds are they're heavily regulated in how they can be used. So so we need to, and I don't think the actual bill is the tax, but the form is the tax, right, Ryan? And so of the total cost, we're looking to use $159,000 of MST funds. So we need to approve BLR 09111 in order to do that, in order to move forward with that project. So we would recommend that we do that.
Board,
any discussion? Any other questions?
Right. And we'll move forward.
The next item is Hart Road and Sunset Drive public outreach. And I'm not sure exactly what I'll turn that one over to Ron.
Thank you. This is just information to keep the board apprised that this is a major project. And I do have an aerial proposal on hand now. Helping perspective. Since I was out of town for a couple of days on you,
Mr. Mayor said there was complaint about the parking was low and I thought it was my house.
Not to go into the details that I am the
migrate towards. I'll cut you off.
Thank you.
project includes reconstruction of Hart Road from Cedar Lake to the railroad track, and then Sunset from Hart Road up through Long Lake. Sunset, for that major pavement rehabilitation driven by its need, and also the deep 36-inch diameter storm sewer that will be a major improvement for the area drainage. Just a few details, again, in the interest of keeping the board apprised. Previously, we indicated $2.75 million is the estimated construction cost, of which 70% of the construction and construction management will be reimbursed to us with federal funding. We'll be trying to get it our intention to have bid opening for the Illinois Department of Transportation November 2013, I think this year. Contract award probably like in January 2014, construction to start February, March, with substantial work accomplishment in the April to October time. Hopefully all work completed by November 2014. The biggest challenge of this project, not so much straightforward pavement reconstruction, storm drainage improvement. The challenge is going to be traffic management. And we've started the outreach, having met, as the mayor indicated, with Brown Lake Area School District 116, focusing on Brown Lake High School and McGee Junior High, and those facilities obviously need to stay in session, receive students and release students. Good interaction with the school district. We've got the basis of the initial plan that will get refined. June 12th, that's a week from this Thursday, we will have a public outreach meeting here in these chambers from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and advertise in the paper, and we will certainly use our website to and seeking line to advertise that. We'll have larger scale maps, several of them. We'll have stations like we've done in previous COVID meetings. Actually, we've been staff, myself, present to interact with the populace. And hopefully there will be a fair number of people show up. I will be sending you a letter to the industrial businesses directly to advise them at a public meeting, and thinking at the moment will be a follow-up meeting just with the industrial area businesses, and we clearly need to be sensitive to their needs as far as moving goods and services and people. Conversation with Round Lake Beach, and at least in their southern boundary, there could be some impact. To their local street network. And so that's the focus going forward as far as information sharing, receiving concerns, so that Baxter Woodman and myself, as the design progresses, we will continue to try and refine the construction of the project, try to find the best balance between the terms get in, get it done, get out, and the simple answer to that is close all roads, go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and be done. That's not feasible here, so we're going to have to find that balance of expediting construction and minimizing on a daily basis the traffic impact. There will be some likely total closure, as I think I'm drawing your attention. At least the thinking at the moment.
And I apologize if I can't say this full provision of time.
What we're looking at the moment is the first stage or phase closure of the pink area being Hart Road from Sunset to the railroad tracks. And that will be lowered about 2 feet, and the storm sewer work there. Same phase, stage one, the west side of Sunset where the new storm sewer will go, and it's keep this 30 feet, that being closed. What we're hoping we can configure, and again, this is still in progress, having two-way traffic on the east half of Sunset during construction hours, that will be flagger operation. I.e. one direction goes, then the other direction leaves. Hoping we can come to safety comfort with barricades of substance that if the east half of Sunset can be open to two narrow lanes during non-work hours. That will clearly be a focus. We're not going to compromise safety, but local detouring is not really practical here. The second phase then will be the rest of Hart Road from Sunset out to Cedar Lane. Again, that total closure for that duration. And I'm not yet able to tell you an estimated duration of these stages, but again, us actually looking at that real closely, trying to have those major closures when school is not in session. And the east half of Hart in and around McGee School will be extremely important to try and achieve that part of it. So just very conceptually at the moment, detour routes as needed, Cedar Lake 134 and Fairfield Long Lake. Good news, Long Lake West will have been rehabilitated. So to the extent it will need to be used or will be used as motorist choice, it'll be in good condition. Lots more to come. My supposition is there will be considerable interest to this project. And please ask questions now or in the future.
Just a consideration of the bus barn, the bus coming through there.
I'm sorry, the bus barn?
The bus coming through there. The bus lane, you like the bus be there?
Yes. And there will be some bus schedule adjustments that coming out of our discussion with the school district transportation manager.
So, when is the meeting scheduled for?
I'm sorry?
The meeting, you said the outreach meeting itself?
June 12th here. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Followed up with meeting with the industrial park business owners, that date not yet set.
Okay.
Conversation with Round Lake Beach Public Works.
Ron, have you talked to the chief about getting in and out and traffic patterns and all this other good stuff?
In detail, not yet. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I'll be speaking my guidance once we have a preferred staging traffic management. Mm-hmm. Make sure that.
His concern, comment to be heard before you make a decision on this.
Of course.
Why? Because he may see it a little bit different. Because I remember about, and I'm going back too far, there was this little fire called Lady of Angel at a school in Chicago, and they're still talking about it. And people who were in school at that particular time, my age. Bottom line is that as long as no child gets ran over or hurt or in jeopardy, and our chief's concern weren't hurt, then we're fine. That's all I want to say.
Clear. Okay. And part and parcel of that, coming up here with this, will be conversation certainly with our fire district.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's good.
Absolutely. All right. The next item is the bids for the Lincoln Avenue Water Main replacement. And this is where we want to replace approximately 1,600 feet of both 4-inch and 6-inch water main with 1,600 feet of an 8-inch water main on Lincoln Avenue south of New Sink Road. And so there's a schedule for that, bids and pre-bid meetings, receipt of bids and all that. I have a question on this from the standpoint that the statement says here the budget in the approved capital improvement plan for this item is $615,000. The item in the capital, the total item in the capital improvement plan is $725,700. $615,000 is only the construction.
That's correct. Portion. The other two components being the design, which actually would then actively drawing to completion for our review,
right.
And then the construction management of whoever is the contractor.
Right.
Those two pieces estimated.
So can we get at least maybe a clarifying statement that this is only for the construction portion of the project and not any other, so people don't get confused.
I may interject also. I believe I've looked at this agenda summary, but I'm not sure. If there's design still out there, there should be something encumbered.
In encumbered, right. Yeah, that's the other aspect of it. It shows nothing in the encumbered column.
This kind of one that I changed, but I'm not sure. Just this. In general, let's take a look at the actual numbers and cover numbers to make sure it's accurate.
Good catch, my error.
First of all, you're
right. I'm sorry?
First of all, you're
first mistake today.
Yeah.
ISO fire appropriate for the building.
Like never last before this goes out to bid, and we'll have a conversation with Chief Mayor, whatever. We will have a conversation. And particularly for it, for no other reason, St. Joseph's School, where.
I just don't want to say, okay, let's just do this, and then they're going to say, well, we need to, I just want to be sure it's adequate, it's going to be real, and not for now.
That already happened in the Washington Street project. We should have went with a bigger size. I kind of went from the bigger side than the more as just had to cast it back. So I'm glad to see that you're modeling.
Can I ask, where does that line terminate?
The water main?
Yes.
On the south end, it ties into the 10 or 12 inch that came with the parking complex over on 20th Avenue. On the north end, it will connect on to our existing water main on the north side of the different center.
So on one end, you're at how many inches?
We're talking about there's an 8-inch that the four general departments were closed out. They ran 8-inch from the south end of Lincoln under the creek and point south. We are not going quite that far. We're tying into the existing 8-inch and then running it north to Jefferson, as Ron mentioned. We are having to work in that south piece, south park address, the cul-de-sac there, because we want to take some of the old surfaces that are on the 4-inch and 6-inch line, which is going to go back and get those over to the newer 8-inch line. And so we are moving all the way to the south of the road.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions on that one?
And so we will be back with we'll bring this back to the regular board, beginning to move all these projects, and the open generally as we can quarterly to get them out to bid, to get an early construction we have last week.
I make recommendations to them. We had an earlier committee meeting, so we can fly out of the house, so not spread it out a lot.
Prior to the committee at home.
Yeah. I'm hoping to meet on Friday before that or Monday. I need to be sooner than that.
Okay. Any other questions on that one? We're going to move that one forward. Okay. All right. Next one is the bid for Long Lake Drive West resurfacing. It's another fairly large project. And here again, the request is for the construction phase only. And I would ask the same request that we clarify the language there that that's only for construction. For the total project, I think it's like $445,000. So this is for rehabilitation of Long Lake Drive from Fairfield Road to the ComEd right-of-way, full best hot mixed asphalt surface removal and replacement from the ComEd right-of-way to Nash Drive. Any questions on that one?
This is such a necessary project, to say the least. It's terrible.
We have on this one for a long time.
Well, the other part of the question is, without doing this, we kind of hold up the project that Ron gave us the instruction on. So
right.
Sort of leave this piece to
to me to move forward again.
And this, Josh asked me, this board to be accomplished this summer, has a schedule laid out there. So that to the extent the long lake will be a designated detour for the detour by choice, it will be in good condition.
Talk about breaking it in.
Not breaking it in.
You're breaking the two roads.
Not breaking down, no. Careful of the language. We moving forward on this one?
Yes.
We ready to file with that?
LED streetlight application, which we didn't have information in the packets, but I'm sure Ron will enlighten us on what that's all about.
I thought there was a distribution of that application that you had an opportunity to review.
Mark said that she sent an email to everybody.
Oh, email. Okay. Yeah.
at the screen that the energy efficiency of LED lights and the output is advantageous in both manners. And one of the other virtues of LED lighting is extremely long light. 20,000 hours of burn time versus like 2,000 or 3,000 for our current lights that way. The other comment I'd like to make is that last photograph shows the LED lights in a shroud that is the red core of the light down towards the road, which is where these years, not to light up the sky as the current lights.
Brian, did you, I know you were checking out the cost effectiveness and what we're going to pay that, the light for the LEDs. Do you know if you get that information?
Thank God, it's rather tough to hold you. It's not a 1 year, 2 year payback. It's probably in the range of about 10 years. Given a very favorable, electrical rate that we received from ComEd and, the Exelon Corporation, which is the parent corporation's energy market constellation. So it's not an immediate payback and approaching 10 years. Not counting cost savings for longer life. I can probably shave a year or two off, but I'm just playing with numbers there. One of the things I do believe is, of course, probably our shows our interest in wanting to be a leader in at least this part of the state, trying to be more energy efficient.
You said you sent out information to Martha, had forwarded information. I know I just checked my email, I have nothing.
I received it. It is budgeted, but my recommendation is we do have, we always have $70,000 of downtown development and other enhancement account in the CIP fund. I'm just suggesting that this comes forward, you know, we'll make it work. If the board believes this is a great idea.
And this was how much one? That was
25,000. The part of it is being used downtown, so it's open to the account. I just wanted to. Could be split, but it wasn't specifically budgeted for this group.
Do you have any other plans for downtown development this year?
Well, it's sort of been a contingency out there. I am not aware of anything unless everybody goes or does have any plans on what the year is right now. At this point, no, I don't have any. But this project would go around, would that go right now, this year, or would that go up
yes, for it? There is an evaluation component of this, which we can do in-house and will do, and we can get an output in detail, measuring the actual wattage drawn, and measuring the foot candles on the ground of the existing membrane lines that these LED lights will replace, and then monitoring that output of the LED lines through the end of December. That is the stated duration of the evaluation period, which would also solicit input from the residents and businesses of those that are immediately benefiting from the more energy efficient light.
I think I'd just like the opportunity to review the material sent up before I would make a decision to move. I like the idea, I just want to look through the documentation.
I'd like to move on to break even to the same time, so tell me five, and tell it all to me at one time. Don't come with half of it, bring it all, okay? Don't waste my time for something that isn't, you're not quite ready to give me the rest of the story. That's not true. I have a fiduciary responsibility here, and that's to make sure that my constituents are represented. I want all of the story. That way when I spend their money, I have a piece of paper that says, this is what I use to make it work. That's my opinion. No. Come back with it all and we'll be ready to do it.
Well, right now, I think the main thing that we're having discussion on is the application for the grant.
Yeah.
And that was a deadline that had to be met by June 1st.
Yeah, we got the information on Tuesday, and we had to have it turned in by Friday. So, let's see. Yeah, I thought everything you could put it in there quick, because we know that we still have more fact finding to get in. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. This application is in compliance, and so we are, well, we are.
We are not committed. No.
If they give it to us, we decide we don't want to spend it. We don't want to match the 25,000. We don't want to win. That works.
So the main purpose of bringing this forward to the committee of the whole is that we did apply for it. We're not committed to it. But if we decide to move forward on it after all of the facts have been gathered and presented to the board, then we can do that. But if we didn't apply for it by June 1st, it'd be forever gone.
That makes sense.
One of the things that you mentioned, Ron, and you know this will come forward also, you said that right now we are getting very favorable rate from Commonwealth Edison. Do we have a projection on what the favorable rate is going to be in 5 years? And how do we apply that to, you know, getting the information for this summary on recouping these expenses?
My crystal ball is trying to define the money that we have to have in any year. That's kind of a comment. Last year we used X-Funds because they were cheaper than ComEd. We got to see it. But ComEd looks at our ComEd rates every year for certain accounts, and this year ComEd is actually cheaper than that X-Fund.
Absolutely.
That's what I show issues on.
And they're both same category.
And if, you know, that's one of the things that I brought up, that even as much as we're going to try, Henry, to have all of the facts in order, mm-hmm. I'm in a project like this, I can see that there's going to be gray areas. You know, we can't project the future on what it's going to cost us for electricity.
You know,
there'll be things like that, and that's going to be a huge part of recouping this, I'm sure. But the main thing is that we have the grant applied for. If it comes, you know, if we want to move forward after we get all of our facts in line, we have that ability.
Well, I assume, I took one assumption, that if you hadn't asked for it in advance, you wouldn't have it now. So in other words, as long as we are not tied into something already, and I'm sure that you guys didn't do that.
Correct.
It's just the idea that I'd like to have all of the cards out on the table, so I know what I'm playing with when I get ready to say aye. And right now, when you ask a question and you get an answer, one of those big answers that says, well, I'm not quite ready to tell you now, then I'm not quite ready to vote.
Yeah, and on the agenda also, it states that, you know, it's just the LED streetlight application. So
right.
We did fill the application out. We did file for it. We did apply for it. Not committed to anything. We'll move forward when it's ready.
Yeah, it's not like I haven't seen streetlights before. Next time you take a ride down in Forest Park, you see those nice, big, beautiful lamps, nice, big, beautiful street lights down the Madison Avenue. I was on that board at that particular time and that particular committee that bought the lights. So I know a little bit about it. Not a lot, just enough to be dangerous.
Okay, so at this time, this is just informational.
Right.
Get more information, make sure I get forwarded out to everybody else.
Absolutely.
So we all get it. just an email. So I'm ready to look at it, review it, and save our questions for the next meeting.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Just for public works.
Thank you, Trustee Clements. Special events.
I think first I just would like to verify our parade is on the 8th of July, correct? That's on the day that they do that, on the 4th?
I understand the actual, yes. But we need to verify that.
Okay, and so you don't know if it's something you read
back? I'm not sure if baseball is just leaving.
Have you heard anything?
The only thing I've heard of, and I just got the email tonight, and I have to look at it a little bit more, they're having concerns about insurance. And I guess last, or also the Memorial Day, the Village of Red Lake Beach provided the insurance waiver. And the email that I just received tonight was from someone from the Avon Township Youth Baseball wanting to know what the village can do. So I wanted to look at it before I brought it to everybody to see what it all entails.
And at one point, they made a comment they weren't sure about Washington. That's still an iron in the fire.
That's correct. That was the last one they had to do it. Much better.
Okay. And is there plans to reroute?
They've never.
Okay. All right. So that will continue to get out. All right. And then, real quick, Mike, you sent me an email. What was the National Night Out date?
Tuesday, August.
And I'd like to reserve my spot in the history line. Reserve my spot on the
Okay. Do you want to mark our calendars for that? Okay. The next one would be our festival, which I know Dan had called me and told me to put my thinking cap on. So I'm assuming you must have done the same. We were kind of, the two of us, thinking more of a fall. Don said he didn't feel there'd be a problem to get the original festival together initially.
Right.
Maybe just end of August. I guess I'm looking for input. I don't have any of the information. Joyce had it all. I came to the meetings. I did what I could do. I know Don and Sue play a big part in that. He felt confident he could put it together. Don and I think that would be Thursday.
I think that we need to talk about having a committee of the former committee people meet on Thursday. Yes.
That's fine.
So we should send invitations out to any board member that wants to attend that. So if we do, yep, more than two, we do have a post for a meeting on Thursday evening. But all everybody should participate in the committee part of it. I just again.
So we're going to set a meeting tonight? A meeting day and time?
Yeah. What time? 7:06?
Location? Here?
Yeah. Community.
Here tomorrow. Thursday at 6. May I ask a question? Do you want staff to be involved from the beginning?
In the past, they have done. I've done it from police. I've done it from public works. Fire department. But they'll be talking to Vicky on all the invites. I know the best of both of us.
How many board members are we going to get in that? Is that going to be you?
Myself.
You two for sure.
I can be there.
So we can now need to make sure we have posted.
Yes.
Right, so it'll be posted.
Oh, yes. It needs to be posted. If you're calling it a committee, it needs to be posted, irrespective of how many board members are there.
Ah.
So I'm hearing the word committee. It sounds like a committee. It needs to be posted.
So what can you call it besides committee that wouldn't require that?
Entertainment group.
Group parties require posting under the open meeting.
Okay.
To the extent you formalize these meetings,
those hours and stuff, so I think it should be close to them.
All right.
I'm just wondering if there was any reason it shouldn't have been material and structure.
Okay, then I think I'm at this point. If it has to come across anything that Joyce had, that kind of you should definitely put notes and work off of that, go on to where we need to go from here.
On Christmas.
Mark and I also have some ideas as far as the committee who sent out the email.
So where's the meeting?
Appleton are inviting former trustee Sonia Sandoval, Joyce herself, and those others who were deeply involved. I'm sure Joyce would be more than happy to give information.
If you need to be afterwards, I can give a list of who was in before, so we make email contacts.
And make sure that it's closely tomorrow.
I do want to make sure that Special Events is in charge of this event, so you will consider it to me.
So you guys will send out the invitation?
Yes, Martha also received email from the gentleman to request to be involved with the commission. I mean, it is first to make sure that it gets out to him as well. Want to be a part of this. At that time, from our last meeting, we discussed postponing and doing it later towards the fall then versus now you're finding out that Mr. Newby here thinks we can do it quicker. And keep it up.
Let's put it this way. I was given the task. I had to have all together, just a trip on my mind, put it together in 2 weeks. So I think 2 months is something
to do. These are overachievers. I got in this one.
But I do know that they have some other ideas. Looking at trying to do things. I think they're bringing some new innovative ideas and things too. So, and have from conversations with local businesses in Rutland wanting to do, really wanting to try something else differently, which we will actually have to work very closely with the police and the fire department to get some of these ideas to situations actually happening. So that will take a lot of approval that I know just from the preliminary discussion of some ideas.
And maybe we can get this on the webpage tomorrow and do something colorful and
Adam Harbaugh was part of the Model Beaches Festival Committee, and he would really like to participate in ours. Had some ideas that we could probably do some cost-saving measures and by hiring, not hiring, but a lot of people involved that will actually pay for that.
Okay.
Right now we're looking at $2,500 in the coffers, if you will, for this particular event.
Is there one thing on the hourly rate? Question? Do you know if the certificate cut out all the...
Did I see them at Public Works? And I had seen Laura the other night and after the Sunday with the chief. Obviously, I'll see about, I will go grab them tomorrow.
They're
still Public Works? Okay, I will grab those tomorrow.
Certificates?
Yes. For the sponsors?
I'll be happy to do the ones today, so if you want to have them, and give them to me or whatever, I'll be happy to do that.
Tickets are there, the frames are there, Lauren will move off all the last week's week. Do not know for certainty that the certificate has been inserted in.
Yeah, they're all done. I've seen them all.
Chief bailed me out again.
Okay.
Any other topics on special events?
Nope. Okay.
Very good. Building and zoning. No topics. Police department.
Yes, I'm going to be forward. Last time as much as possible, enforcement group membership fee. That's about $12,000. This is the agency we use to the drug enforcement, and it's much needed. We do not have the resources to cover it within our department. So this is what we're bringing forward for passage. Is there any questions?
And the number is $12,600?
Yes.
Have you been happy, Chief, with the performance of MAC?
Yeah, I wish they would be a little more active in some way. I think they're doing that a lot, John.
It's a benefit for us.
Yeah.
Want to move ahead on that?
Yeah, there's not really much to do the other options we have. Second item is the slot and one repair. We had two of our vehicles were allowed in a passive kind of out of the station. We had $1,000, they were turned over to the insurance, $1,000 deductible, so it would be about $3,205.57 that we're going to be repaired. One of the vehicles we're going to fix in the house, the other one we have left out for the repair. Anything else to mention?
We received a check today. We just had three price requests. And then the one that we're asking you to approve is for Gerber Collision Glass on Route 120 right down Eagle Lake Road for Bacon Road for $1,693.14. The other two bids that we received were R&M Auto Body at $1,693.20. Adams Auto Body for $1,893.35.
Gerber Collision is a Round Lake business?
I believe that's unincorporated.
Not incorporated. Yes.
It used to be.
The Forest Preserve owns the property as of the present.
What about our concept that we have an auto body repair, I think, on the street they made them at one point or something?
They only had one around, but you didn't get a lot of business to discover in this town. Remember, you went there for that.
Is everybody fine out here?
Yeah.
I guess that's right. I should say if we do have a business on the premise that I think we'd like to have an opportunity to really bid on it, that is if the day is still on the winner of that.
Or if they don't as well.
We can spend it there. I know I had a discussion, and there were several companies that are always consistently way higher than.
I would like to give them the opportunity to do this. This is an in-town business. So, that is still high, and that's fine. And we know what that's best for.
If we find one lower, Gerber, do you want to come back to committee as a whole?
No. No, it's just the best path.
And we're asking if they haven't already been extended the offer, because you're going to check to see if they were putting it off. Extended an offer already, it's already a new point. They didn't apply.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Administration.
I brought up the vinyl poles that everybody has in front of you. I guess the biggest thing is they were given to my office last week. He was talking about putting it on this property, Public Works Police Station property, or on Cedar Lake Road, down in our retention pond area, right across from Village Hall. And I told him, I said, I didn't know that the village policy was on that. They would, if you wanted to do something like that, what this is, they'll build the battle pole, and then the attorneys and myself, and I guess the mayor, whoever else wants to, they'll sit down, walk out a schedule of payments, and we'll be paying a franchise fee for the next amount of years. I think the biggest problem is, you know, where, hey, if you want to do it, where do you want to put it? Because it's going to be up there, it's full of, and it's all 60 feet in the air, so it's not going to be something you're going to hide. So, I just want a correction from the board if I should pursue this, or just tell them we're not interested.
Okay,
just so you know, it's nothing that I could go by the police department because it can't be that far. I mean, for the cameras on the bridges.
Okay. Because what?
Campbell Airport.
Oh, Campbell Airport.
There's flight patterns.
Yeah.
The restrictions.
Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure I read this correctly. So they would be north of Dunston Crew, their service that they provide. Would you be paying on the franchise fee?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say, wait a minute. Granted, you know, I would love to have that telephone service, but I mean, there is not.
No. If we do this, we will negotiate, and they will pay us. I mean, if you want me to ask, let's see, if you look at other acreage, I guess, looking at Antioch, like Mill of Us, so I just said, you know, that the towers had to go in a certain position to keep the signal moving along. I don't know how far out of the area he can go, but I mean, if he could put it here, or at the public works, I mean, you know, that's, to me, it's a pretty good encompassing area, so there's something else that you can have.
Water tower areas, perhaps?
No, I did not ask him that, but I will. I can look at that.
But Ryan, are there any locations that you know of that would work for cell towers?
A lot of towers
No, it would be nice to have a franchise fee, but I think the way electronics are going and the systems are improving here, I was just reading something not too long ago where they think, you know, probably another 10 years, you know, monopoles and all this stuff is going to be obsolete. It's going to be going down. So my only other question is, you know, when you negotiate a contract, if you can do that, is that then make sure that whoever puts it up is going to recruit when they're not using it anymore.
Good point.
But if you want me to pursue it and see, I'd be glad to do that. Maybe we'll get some figures and some ideas, and then I'll come back to the whole board and then let's check out the present shot a little better. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'd like to
hear
some more about it. Talk about getting income for the village and then also the wireless service.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things when this came to Russ's desk that we talked about, the first thing is the effectiveness of it. You know, and we have to keep that in the consideration. You know, they mentioned down here by the pond, I'm going to, you know, we're wanting to promote our business district, and do we want those things sticking up in the air? Then we started talking about the police department going, well, geez, if you lived in Lakewood Grove and you want to be looking at your window every day and have that thing staring at you. So I just want everybody to think about that, other than just the money that's coming in. And what we mentioned about the water towers and, you know, something that would not be so visible. But to me, that's a very big concern.
As having recently gone through cellular service issues, I'm not going into because there's which companies kind of switch from things like that. I do see the power lines when I walk out my door, and they're not even my power lines. But I recently had last year or so, an issue where my family couldn't get a hold of me and they needed to call. They called 911 there to get through because obviously that's an unrestricted no matter where you get service, no matter what the 911. But for some reason, cell service where they were at, they were not able to get a hold of me to let me know that they had to call 911. Other family members had to call, neighbors had to call to get a hold of me. So I think when you think about it from a safety issue, especially how reliant we are on our cell phones and service, if we can increase service where people are getting service where they feel confident, you know, it's going to be great customer service for them, for their customers, but also for me.
outgoing and ugly pole every day, just to know that after having gone through that experience, to know that my kids would be able to me and let me know that I need to rush home, because nobody's there to watch my two children while my other guy has to go and get an ambulance ride to the hospital. That, or actually, that it was one of my children. That phone company had a very long conversation with me after that. But
two things I would say about this. One, you come into the downtown district and, you know, forget it. It's almost impossible to not drop a call or to lose your call or to make a call. Forget using the internet down here, at least on Sprint. Oh, it's just atrociously horrible. So anything we can do to improve it, it's not just us, but it's our police department, it's our public works, and it's our mayor who all talk between them. And, well, this is the city's place for your mayor and your administrator. And how do they interact with the other departments if our downtown is so terrible on the cell phones and a lot of our other people, everyone's using cell phones this day. So it's that into consideration. Second to that, you know, we already have the siren towers out there for emergencies. You know, maybe we could be looking in the areas where some of our siren towers are already. You know, you see one, are you really going to be bothered by the second one? You know, it's what we first off need and what it will improve things.
No, what I might do is I might get together with Ron too and just see where we've got some of these things at, and see where we have any other plans. That's what we're making it over. We got all of our commercial stuff over here. And you know, maybe we'll just sit down with this guy and see his dad being where he has to go. And see if our village properties or our cell towers or whatever else is in the continuous plan.
The fact that we use this Verizon. So their stuff's better, so we're going to be well checked into
further. I will go ahead, sir.
And much less draft calls and problems with that company than Sprint. Much less. That would be a huge improvement. Anyways.
Okay, the other things were just a letter there for your knowledge of what's coming up. Those meetings. And also, I got to ask the attorney, though, because if we meet with these business strategy, we meet with these HOAs, and the other trustee decided we did, should we still publish that? Because it's not.
Well, we wouldn't have more than two elected officials there, otherwise you trigger the Open Meetings Act. If you do have more than two elected officials there, then you need to post the meeting.
Okay. We'll just post them automatically.
And you read it.
And then what's the time there that we don't want? We
might
be
okay. Well, I just think it would be safe, guys. We should do it. Post it.
Can we all kind of restore the conversation for a minute?
The other item is that it has to be at a place of public convenience. So just posting is part one, and then part two is making sure that it's in a publicly accessible area and that everybody is allowed in.
I did go over the letter that you read about the HOA in particular, and while the letter is awesome, well, everyone, I can tell you that now from experience. You honestly have to give them your agenda, what you're looking for, what you're going to be talking about. And I have to honestly admit that we need to let them know that we need them to attend all their boards and their managers. I know we're trying to get informationally to work on many of the items that we have throughout the village, ponds and things of that nature. If we don't tell them the importance of these topics and that the village is trying to move forward and dictate who we want to work with, these people aren't going to show up. They're just going to figure it's going to happen to them. If they figure that you're going to do something important and we need their input before we make village decisions, they will come out.
That's what I thought they were doing. It's not that we're going to go with a pretty prudent adjustment. We're going there to listen to them tell us what they want from the village and what they'd like to see. Yeah, we just wanted to have a read and sit down and talk with them. If they're like, sure, you probably haven't had anybody asked for their opinions for a while, so they don't want to see what they do, see what they're in.
And most of them will tell you they just don't have the time for the meeting, unless it's a specific issue, they don't come out.
Well, this wasn't about specific issues. We didn't want to bring to this the drainage in your retention pond or anything business specific. This was to say, we're working on developing the community. Your HOA ideas and concerns are going to be welcome in this. And if they choose not to come, well, they choose not to come. But right now, this isn't about, you know, there'll be future things that we can address specifics on. But this was not intended to address anybody's specific concerns. This was just an invitation, and hopefully it's a step forward of saying that our community has a really open door policy. Please come and join the party if you so choose.
And I appreciate that, but then we're also moving backwards from what the sign has already established for. The summit has tackled a couple of issues. If you tell them it's just for me, I'll tell you now. You won't get. We hardly get many to begin with issues. If this is just an eatery, you're going to lose more. And I only tell you because I've experienced this for the last 2.5 years. I started it while she's on, and I started it. And I can tell you what people will come out for and what they won't.
Well, then maybe we can have to put our thinking caps on and see how we can promote this idea.
The reason we are the residents of town is discussing and figure out.
Sure.
I love the idea, I just
want
to
make sure that you get
it
ready.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
And we'll have to do this soon because we'd have picked dates.
Yes, and the room for HOA time is reserved.
Very good. Any new topics?
Just what I requested earlier about the incentives that we bring up for next vehicle to discuss how we feel they're generalizes like them going forward.
So noted.
Also, the grass cutting policies and ordinance to be reviewed.
And letters
to the state, federal, government as well. And I think we also brought up some field carry and medical marijuana.
Yes.
Informed me that she had faxed some information over on Friday. I retrieved that fax on Saturday and called all the board members here, and we spoke about it briefly. And just to let everybody know, Groot has moved forward with the siting application. This application is going to be filed on June 21st. The statutes say that they have to have a public hearing 90 days before that signing or 180 days after it. Did I say those numbers right?
120.
So there's time on this for discussion, and we were entertaining the thought of a closed session executive meeting here to deliberate upon probable litigation. It's 9 o'clock. I don't feel that we are under the gun to do that. I think we can wait till next week. If the board feels so, we can carry on with that at that point in time. The meeting's run a little bit late, 2 hours into it now, and I would like to see us discuss this later. Any feelings?
Did you say next week or did you say
2 weeks? In 2 weeks,
at
the next meeting.
Okay. Carl, thanks for the session. Please update the new members. I might think it wouldn't take that long.
I don't know how long it would take.
Is there any additional information that we're, besides what you've passed out, that we need to look into, or is this pretty much it?
Right now, this is all the information we have. I plan on meeting with Mayor Lucasen and ask her what her feelings are on what her board is going to do in respect to this sighting.
So I'm assuming Mayor Lucasen is the new mayor of Raleigh.
Park. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
And I would have that conversation with her before our next board meeting.
Okay. So that would be additional.
I want to get some talks with some of the trustees already, and their intent is to listen. They cannot make any decision to anybody until they've heard the full hearing. So, but they are, the plans are, they brought forward, they would like to see it. Yeah. So that is their intent. And I think right now they have a little more support except for one or two members. So
I would agree.
And we talked in the past about having material ready for the hearing so that we could see how far that would go. I think we need to discuss what we're going to put together and how we're going to accumulate that. You know, are we going to have council to do that?
On that topic, I think it would fall under the closed session.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It would be a follow-up to the closed session that we had in April.
And I'm just concerned that takes two weeks of investigation and documentation to get it.
Well, one thing to consider, Trustee, is that the application is not filed yet, so there's really, we don't have anything concrete to analyze from an expert preparation standpoint, if that helps you at all.
So would it be getting just obviously to go into the question session at the next meeting, but also request that the new members of the board listen to our last executive session tape?
Yes.
They can be up to date and only go into the conversation, so it'll be a much smoother process.
I spoke with Madam Clerk, as I like to call her, and she will receive that information, and I'll make sure that that we get that.
So will it be possible for us to get the application if it's just filed on the 21st? Probably not.
Yeah, you'll be able to get it right away. They have to file it in electronic form, and you can do a FOIA for that electronic form, and they need to give it to you electronically. So you should be able to get it pretty quickly after it's filed.
We're still ahead of
you. You're ahead of me.
Okay.
And you've got a minimum.
Can we have a little order here and listen to the topics?
What I'm hearing is that the thing in particular has yet to be located. Well, I have a clue for it. Okay. So we need to know that it exists before we can
the last executive session.
Yeah.
Thank
I think it's a good suggestion to listen to the tape if you're really inclined to do so. But in my experience, new trustees have a lot of questions. I can update that. I think everybody's familiar generally with the project. I can bring them through the procedure in a fairly quick manner, and that's really the questions that take up the time. So I know everybody's time is valuable, and hunting for the tape and listening for the tape may not be the best use of that time. So
So it's basically Henry.
And myself.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
count. And frankly, Trustee Fryer, if you want a preview, give me a call. I'll give you a preview.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we can do that in conference.
Yeah.
When they file the application, are they going to have blueprints like plans, or are you going to do that?
Not blueprints, construction drawings, but they do have to have a site plan.
Not a site plan.
And that's really, that's what you think is right.
Again, I guess, Mr. Ray, I have to say one more thing. It seems like we're still dragging our feet on this. I think I still think we should go to take this session now and hire him and get some speed and some direction. I do have some information that I did share with the attorney. We're at the meeting today. So,
can we at least go into executive session and agree to call it in a half hour? We're not done next week's session. The bulk of it done and have at least taken that due diligence this evening.
Everybody's feeling?
As long as we listen to everybody else who doesn't really need to be here.
Sure.
I'm here tonight.
Are we fine with that? So I need to recess this meeting?
You need a motion to adjourn executive session for the purpose of probable litigation?
Motion made by Trustee Kripar and seconded by Trustee Newby. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. I recessed this meeting, correct? I just did. Can you go to executive session? Can you ever say that my committee of the whole meeting has a meeting in the recess? We go to the committee of the whole, but it comes back, open the meeting.
Yeah, recess really is. During the closed session, so we'll open the door, see if there's any public here. We'll reconvene the open session and we'll be here.
You're going to send all the guys home, though? There's
yeah.
Paper, all that.
Absolutely.
901.
Do I have a ride?
Yeah.